All right, take a look to your left and now a look to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone wearing red around you? Well, today is National Wear Red Day, highlighting the fact that heart disease is the biggest killer of women over the age of 20. And the ironic part is it's largely preventable.
Joining us live in the studio and in red, of course, cardiologist Susan Bennett. Dr. Bennett, thank you for joining us here at WTOP. Let's discuss how significant the problem is for women and heart disease.
Well, heart disease and stroke is the number one cause of death for both American men and women, and it is a huge problem. Every year, over 400,000 women die of heart disease or stroke, and in fact, more women have died of heart disease than men since 1985.
Who is at the highest risk? Because you always hear that, you know, it's hereditary, there's a genetic factor. Does it always have to be the case? Who's at risk here?
There's a lot of things that go into the mix. And one of the first things I tell my patients is just because you don't have one risk factor doesn't mean you're immune to heart disease. So there are a lot of things that go into it. You mentioned family history, very important. If you've got a father or mother or brother or sister that has heart disease at an early age, you're at risk. But then again, the usual things that we always hear about: high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and smoking is a very, very potent risk factor.
What are some of the warning signs that people should look for? Obviously, in many cases, the women in our lives are taking care of everyone else in the family, and it's a surprise that they may not be looking out for themselves.
Well, if you have symptoms of a heart attack, which can be chest pressure, tightness, heaviness, for women, sometimes they get it a little bit more in their back. It can be shortness of breath. You really need to make the call. If you really think you're having a heart attack, call 911. Women are terrible about calling 911. Now, if their husbands are having chest discomfort, they're going to be calling 911 for their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
But the message is really, if you think you're having a heart attack, call 911. Get the care immediately.
Dr. Bennett, you know, there are a lot of young women who think that, you know, they're immune from this. It's an old person's issue. But that's probably not the case, is it? And are there things that younger women can do, 20-year-olds, that can really make a difference in their life and their heart health as they go forward?
Absolutely. If we're able to control all the risk factors that are changeable, get your blood pressure under control, cholesterol, eat healthy, be a good weight and exercise, believe it or not, we can wipe out 80% plus of all the bad things you want to avoid, like a heart attack, bypass surgery. So it's very much a changeable disease. And young people, do they need to be concerned about this? Absolutely. That's the time to put sort of money in your medical bank and make sure you're preventing, because it's much easier to prevent a heart attack at age 20 and 30 than when you're 60.
Wearing red may be just one thing you can do today. There may be some questions you can ask for yourself or for other people in your life. And Dr. Bennett will be sticking around WTOP. You'll be doing a live web chat on women's heart health beginning at 1 o'clock at WTOP.com. Log on, ask your questions. We'll have them answered for you from Washington cardiologist Dr. Susan Bennett. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Bennett.